Then comes the regression, another data analysis techniques. And regression and correlation is always more discussed, debated techniques. Regression analysis is a method that gives relation by which the value of dependent area variable can be predicted or estimated. In the correlation, you only found whether there is a direct relation or an indirect relationship. That is what we have found. In correlations, you are able to find the relationship in such a manner that when that is extrapolated to the future, you can find the future value. So that's what they say, the power of regression. When the two variables are known to be related, then the relation between the two variables can be found out. When this variable is found out, you then apply it over a timeline. Timeline will create a straight line, which is when stretched to the future timeline, you are able to determine your expected value in future. So, current analysis of a relationship or the level of relationship or what is statistically related, if that can produce a straight line on the available data, that straight line when stretched to the future can give you the future prediction. So that's the meaning of a regression analysis. As you can see, I know the relation up to say this level. Now when I stretch it, I will know that my future relation aspects also, so that I am able to determine my future advertising spend here as an example to achieve the desired number, etc. So that's the regression. So, what is this line of regression? If the variable which are highly correlated, so there has to be a relation. Relation is correlated in the sense that it is directly or indirectly proportional. So, when that happens, you create a graph. A graph will produce a line that is known as the line of regression. Y on X, as they say. Y on X, this thing, that's a line of regression. If we minimize the deviations of the point from the line of y-axis, we get a line which is called the line of regression. So that's what has been explained as a formula. Let's not get into statistical understanding of it once again. What you are able to measure, friends, and in brief, is that how this relationship is. What is that numerical or a statistical a relation between the two variables, and these two variables are able to give you the answer to the future. So that's the power of a regression. Multivariate analysis. Now there are cases, like especially as you want to get into a final mode of establishing whether hypothesis is right or wrong, you get into what you call a multivariate analysis. It's an analysis of the simultaneous relationship of three and more variables. So there are certain aspects that need to be found out in relation to more than three or more variables. So in such case, you are able to, or rather you will have to perform what you call a multivariate analysis. So multivariate analysis, there are the programs and today's computers and those things are there to help you, and you know, you can really figure it out. Why my sale is declining. So you can study the price this thing effect, the competitive environments or the GDPs, this thing, etc. So there are various behavioral aspects or psychological this thing. So price, promotion, advertisement put together, whether my sale is, so whether that kind of an analysis that when you want to get into what you call a multivariate analysis. So to answer some of your hypothesis that more range means more sale, I'll have to really get into doing a multivariate analysis. So for, hatchback, SUVs, then you get into the price points, and then you get into promotion spends and this thing, etc. And then you try to overall find out whether this collectively increases my sale or not, etc. And then from there, you will determine whether your hypothesis is right or wrong. So that's a multivariate analysis. It's on the principle that which involves observing and analysis of more than one statistical variable at a time. In trade studies, multiple dimensions are always an order of the day. And your result is a result of multiple dimension of the market. And therefore, the multivariate analysis is always more helpful in your decision making. I am not getting into capability based design. It's an inverse design, which any variable can be treated as an independent variable. Alternative analysis of various aspects can be studied by keeping the other variable static. You can manipulate one variable to see its impact. So once you derive that regression equation, this is what you are able to do. And so sensitize, sensitivity analysis, etc. can be done. Techniques of multivariate analysis, if a multiplier linear equation and the non-linear equation. The linear equation, as they say, ke bhai, there is always some thing that is a predictable quotient to certain things. And so there's a healthy breakfast vis-a-vis the fat, vitamins, carbohydrates, etc. There is a linear say regression. Non-linear regressions are like where the two things are not really so well related. Yani you have derived the kind of equation, but their tendency to vary so much that you really cannot plot them in a linear fashion. Yani so, but however, that itself can give you certain idea. This is like a non-linear regression. So it's not a straight line. It gives you the normal figures, curves. From there, you can then predictably develop a straight line to project your future value. So, here you will try to put what is the closest which is covering maximum point. So, then this may become my straight line, not this, because not covering many. So, now having done that, this thing, I will be able to predict the future value. So, that's the nonlinear regression. Techniques of multivariate, we are trying to run a discriminant analysis. Discriminant analysis is a research to classify the person or the object as a heavy user, light user, etc. These techniques helps to predict the categories or classes which are mutually exclusive, and individuals can likely be into that. What do we do? So, discriminant function analysis is used to determine variable discriminant between two or more naturally occurring groups. So, I have taken an example here. Education research may want to investigate which variable discriminate between high school graduates. And in that case, they go to the college. As well as they go to the college, attend a trade or professional schools, or seek the no further training. So, now for this, I have to do not only the multiple this thing, as you can see that there are multiple variables, but then there is a discriminant analysis. So, what is the discriminant among them? So, that's what comes out when you do the discriminant analysis. It determines to do, helps you to determine variable that are the best predictor of the future action. So, how will the future action be towards what in terms of consumer preference, etc.? Techniques of multiple variable analysis that we are trying to understand. The another one is the cluster system. Cluster system, this particular system assigns objects into a group that is called clusters, so that the objects from the same clusters are similar to each other, then the object in the different clusters. So now when you analyze this, you get certain idea about the regressiveness or that the relation of that can come out, and if the relation can be predicted, it will be able to give you the future idea. T-square is a generalization of the student statistics used for multivariate hypothesis testing. Multivariate analysis of variance, MNOI as they say, this method extends the method of analysis of variance to cover situations when there are more than one dependent variables, and the dependent variable cannot be combined with something else. So, you have a multivariate analysis of variance. So, there is a variance which is due to the multiple variate. There is one variate which you really cannot relate. You cannot combine it with anything else. And in such case, then this is helpful. So, clustering is one system. T-square and then multivariate analysis of variance is another system. There are two different types of analysis model over or under multivariate data analysis. Techniques of multivariate analysis, we are just trying to continue to understand discriminant function and the regression analysis and principal component analysis. There are the three, another one, three we have already studied. In the discriminant function multivariate analysis, this type of analysis attempts to establish a set of variables which can be used to distinguish between two or more groups. So that's a group related discrimination. Regression attempts to determine the linear regression of the observed or the described variables, how some variable responds to change due to change in the other variable, but on a multiple variable levels. And principal component is like attempts to discriminate or determine a smaller variable which could elaborate the set. So which are the variables when done using a multivariate analysis using a principal component? So which are those small set of variables that really determines the overall behavior of the set that can come out? Statistically, a lot of calculations are involved. We have kind of taken out also of the book as such, and emphasis that you should understand the essence more than actual develop the ability to calculate them, etc. Then comes the redundancy analysis. This is a variant of the principal component analysis in which the variables are a linear combination of a set of explaining variable. Correspondence analysis, we have studied what is a correspondence analysis as such, where you try to correspond two things in a reciprocal manner. Also attempt to determine a smaller set of artificial variable that could explain the original set. So it's a correspondence approach that when you do that, you are able to determine certain variables, they stand to explain the larger set. Linear discriminant analysis, LDA as they say, computes the linear predictor of the two sets. So the two sets are separately done on a linear prediction, and when you match them, you get certain observations. So these observations are able to tell you the meaning of that entire group, what it is, and that study can also again help you to determine the future behavior of the group. Logistics regression allows the regression analysis to estimate taste of influence of covariates on binary responses, artificial natural network, multidimensional scaling. These are some of the techniques under multivariate analysis. Essentially, if you remember the first say three very well, rest are the various variations of it. That not really even necessary to really get into understanding also. So I'll also jump. We come to a state of simple and cross tabulations. One of the very important aspects of data analysis is the nature of tabulation. Simple tabulation is nothing but the population tabulation of classified into either religion or caste, etc. So that's a simple tabulation. Cross tabulation, often as a cross tab as they say, is a multiple factor. So under caste, creed, color, under caste if I do color analysis, etc. So my table is formed in a way that I have to have one top variable, and under that whatever other variable based data is plotted, put or analyzed to derive at certain meaningful conclusion. So same way for religion, there may be something, the income level, and then under that high consumption, low consumption, poor consumption, etc. So that's the cross tab. Otherwise, I just say, ke bhai, is my product consumption related to the income group? That may reveal you something, but when you do that cross tab, it may reveal you more in terms of whether high income groups are buying more of your product or preferring more of your product, etc. So that's the advantage of cross tab. That's the indication or a sample, what is your age and the student. So are you a student? Are you a student full time, part time, or you are not a student? Otherwise, same thing I would have in a single tab. Are you a student? That's it. Now here I am able to do not only the age analysis related to the you being student, again full time, part time, and then I am also even able to group the age, this thing. So that's the advantage of cross tabulation. It's a frequently used because this is what will give you a better idea or analysis of it than the simple tabulations as such. It solves your problem, it gives you the meaningful conclusions, and using various statistical tool that we have discussed, the deriving of the meaning is much more better. There are certain tools again certain techniques that are applied to this kind of a cross tabs to derive the validity, utility, statistical compliance of it, etc., which is a chi square test or contingency coefficient or V test, lambda coefficient, asymmetrical lambda and asymmetrical lambda, etc. Friends, my request will be that you understand them in basic and the minor variation that they may have between them, not from the statistical relevance perspective. There is another one, phi coefficient, and a good measure of test of associations, if both variables are associated well or not. So, like here the example is given is that, for example, the age under 60, 65 and over, or attributes, and that male and female. So, what is that related between them? What is the strength of the relation, etc., comes out of using this tool. Simple regression, statistical cross tabulation, you have simple regression also as one tool. That's a tool which is used more, and the least square estimation of the line regression. So, regression we have understood, simple regression generally operates in a very simpler this thing where the endpoints and where simple coefficient is used to derive the equation. Because in the regression, you know that the relation between the two has to come out in terms of some coefficient. That's calculated in a very simple manner. And that when applied, gives you certain idea. So, that's the one technique that can be used while the cross-tab this thing is done. Multiple regression, we have also studied multiple regression. Here an example is given, a real estate company might record for each listed property the attributes such as the size of the house, the number of bedrooms, the locality of the people, etc., census data, etc. Once the information has been compiled for various houses, it would be easy to study how this measures relate to the price for which the house is sold. So, you have various multiple this thing which has been now related to, you want to see it in terms of price, then the multi-table and using a multiple regression into it will help you to get the relationship. One might think that the number of bedroom is better predictor of obtaining the better price. Then again, a multiple regression can be practiced to determine based on the past data that you may have of the houses that you have sold. Factor analysis, very important analysis. We have studied as such where it's a statistical method describe variability amongst the observed variables. And observed variables are taken as a linear in nature and its relevance to the main quotient or to the main aspect is generally understood. It's used in behavioral science or deriving at the, say, like the feature with the combination thereof. So, under security or under convenience, what are the features that can be covered? Those kind of analysis can come out of doing a factor analysis. Income, number of dependent members, household spend equal to socioeconomic status. So, that's how the factor is worked out. Steering position, angle, gear and gear movement is equal to ease of car movement. So, factor analysis for car movement or ease of car movement revealed that this is what is coming out as a relevant things. And so, that's what is the importance of factor analysis. I'm not getting into explaining you the factor analysis as a steps that you need to follow. They are like kind of self-explanatory in nature. Advantages are there. Subjective and objective attributes can be studied as you have seen it, and easy to perform within the same data. The way the same data is collected, you can make a meaning out of it. Customer input is utilized, so that's an advantage of it. And flexibility of connecting various dimensions of the data collected. Disadvantage, of course, are there, like usefulness depends upon the researcher's ability to develop a complete and accurate set of product attributes. So, it's a researcher's, it's a subjective, it depends on the researcher and how he understands this relationship. If important attributes are missed out, then the procedure can lose its value. While you're creating a research list itself, if you miss out on important attributes, then your entire this thing is questionable. Naming the factor is a complex activity. Multiple attributes can highly correlate with no obvious reasons. You have seen ease of operation. Now there are certain attributes have come in. How it has come in, it's very difficult. It's very subjective. That's what one disadvantage of a factor analysis. We'll always produce a pattern between variable no matter how random it could be. So randomness is a this thing. So will it continue to happen that? Will it occasionally happen, etc.? That is not coming out of say factor analysis. So there is a risk link to that. You cannot really generalize that this is how it is. This ease of operation means this. It is not randomized. So as a result, there is no equal probability. And equal probability not being there, you are not supposed to generalize it to the common population. So that's one big drawback. Analysis in data reduction method, as a data reduction method, what it tries to tell you that you have a huge sample, you have huge list of attributes, etc. And now you cannot really go to the and do the detailed primary data research with such a huge list. So while you want to be really doing a primary research, what probably you can do is use a factor analysis for the reduction method. So that factor analysis with that huge list can be done among the small population size to derive as to what is happening, so that you probably are able to minimize or reduce at least 25-30% of the long list. So that remaining research what you do with the shortlisted factors will really bring out certain meaningful conclusions for you. And so that's what that this technique is therefore used as a pre launch of a data collection drive. And that way you are able to remove something which is just not critical for customers. So now then when you really launch it as a full-fledged primary data collection drive, you know that the factors which are presented to the customers are the one which are relevant. It has been considered by customers. You at least remove the non-considered factors, etc. So now within them, then preference, priority and associations will emerge. The data reduction method, how hard they are pursuing their hobbies in day-to-day life, how satisfied are they, amount of time they are given their hobbies, etc. In the above mentioned case, we will find that the responses to both these questions will be correlated with each other. So there is that in both these cases, how hard they are pursuing their hobbies in day-to-day life and in how satisfied are they with the amount of time that they are giving it to their hobbies. Now combining the two or more into a single factor, one can summarize the correlation between the two variables in a scatter plot. A regression line can then be fitted to represent the best summary of the linear relationship. So what this means is overall the reduction method. So applying the factor analysis, in short, then plotting those lines, etc., you are able to delete the not so important significant, non-significant parameters, and as a result you are able to get the meaningful data collection, and the data meaningful data collection will give you meaningful output. Principal component analysis, that's another approach to the data analysis, multivariate, this thing, combination of two variables factors into one factor, illustrates the basic idea of factor analysis or the principal component analysis. If one extends a two variable example to multiple variable, then the computation becomes more involved. But the basic principle of expressing two or more variables in a single factor remains same. So it's like combining one plus one, the feature of say button for the seat adjustments and lever for seat adjustments or hydraulics for seat adjustments, etc. Now when you combine them, overall it's a seat adjustment related, what is the importance of some tool for the seat adjustment that comes out. So that's the principal component say analysis. Then you come to what you call an ANOVA analysis of variance. Involves measuring difference between the means, which is described as a variance. So means indicates the variance after the means are calculated, what you see the values around are the variance, and analysis of this variance goes by the principle that the total variance which exists in the data can be apportioned to a specific factor by using a formal mathematical method. Analysis of variance is a very flexible statistical techniques and can be used at arriving a variance. So once you have a mean and you have a variance, and that is calculated, and then when you compare the data that you have, you are able to derive as to which is a data closer to the means, and that is a representative sample or not, etc., can be then derived using some other additional statistical tools to your advantage available to you, etc. Of course, a variable measured should be in metric format, means it should be expressed in numerical this thing using a metric metric unit measurement, as they say. Then only the analysis of ANOVA technique can be used. So this is an example that I tried giving you, where employer services are there. It gets into the labor economic development information, talent banks, etc., and to this side there are various factors, and to that what is applicable and not applicable, Y and I, you can see. Now ANOVA, when it is done, as we go back, it's a variance. So first the variance will be calculated, and then it is seen which is a item closer to the mean, and that will derive something, what is actually meaningful to the factor analysis, meaningful to the data analysis. So what does it mean, this thing which is used using this analysis of variance matrix format. This is there also given in the pack. This is the one example about the packaging of the goods, which is covered in the book. So when you get a chance, please try to refer this. It will give you a better idea about the ANOVA analysis. So we have, I think, finished with this, the data analysis as an important marketing research aspect. And I am sure, like I am trying to tell you, is that we don't want to be statisticians, but we must know as a marketeer what is there, the limitations of it, etc. And you are developed in a manner that you are able to interact with the research agency proactively and appropriately, so that result at the end of your research is something which is expected, something which is meaningful and decision making oriented. Thank you.